Hi, and welcome to Telecom Top 5, a series from ISE. On this series, Joe Gillard from ISE Magazine recaps the week in telecom news, plus new innovations and technology at the cutting edge of the industry, so that you, our listener, are always informed. And now, on to the episode. It's Friday, April 5th, and here's the news. The FCC plans a vote to reinstate net neutrality rules on April 25th, and several telecom associations have voiced their concerns. U.S. Telecom released a statement calling the rules, quote, counterproductive, unnecessary, and anti-consumer. The Internet and Television Association also expressed concern, saying it would hurt efforts to bring internet to unserved communities and would mean, quote, years of litigation and uncertainty. Meanwhile, the Computer and Communications Industry Association showed support, highlighting the importance of, quote, open access to the internet. Brian Venturo, co-founder of cloud computing company CoreWeave, said at a conference this week that we are grossly underestimating the role that AI demand will have in expanding the data center industry. He called data center requests to his company absurd and expressed some concern over the infrastructure and power needed to keep up. For context, research has shown that a hyperscaler's data center can use as much power as 80,000 households. A new consortium made up of some of the biggest tech companies has been formed to address the impact of AI on the ICT workforce. It's called the AI-Enabled Information and Communication Technology Workforce Consortium. It includes Cisco, Accenture, Eightfold, Google, IBM, Indeed, Intel, Microsoft, and SAP. The consortium will look into the impact of generative AI across many roles and create training and other pathways for workers to leverage the technology and have the skills that will be required. The Affordable Connectivity Program is set to run out of funds at the end of this month. That is, unless Congress approves more funding toward the program. The popular program was developed to subsidize the cost of internet for low-income households to purchase low-cost internet from service providers. Currently, over 23 million low-income households are taking advantage of the program, which offers $30 a month allowed towards broadband service. And finally, this week marked what many are calling the official 5-year anniversary of 5G. 5 years on, feelings are mixed as to how 5G rollout has gone so far when compared to expectations, with both successes and challenges, but 5G is not going anywhere, so what will be the future of 5G and 6G? Well, you'll have to keep listening to Telecom Top 5. If you have a news tip or any other comments, email me. My email address can be found in the episode description. And listeners, be sure to subscribe to ISE Insider, our weekly newsletter. And of course, make sure you get your subscription to ISE Magazine, in print for over 30 years and complimentary to ICT professionals. Thank you for listening to Telecom Top 5. If you are enjoying the podcast, please leave a 5-star review on your favorite podcasting app and share our episodes with colleagues that could find the information we share helpful.